Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending September 6, 2019. I'm Rob Cittadini, and I'm joined today by our Director of Client Investment Strategies, Mark Eibel. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So a lot to cover today, a lot in the news. We're going to make sure that we touch on the latest jobs number, questions around the Federal Reserve, international trade, Brexit. Like I said, kind of a lot on the table.
Right.
But let's start with that jobs number, the latest data point. Didn't look like it was quite what the markets were hoping to see. Can you tell us more about it?
I think that covers it. It was okay, but not great. 130,000, a little bit under the estimate. And you have to keep in mind, 25,000 of that are the census workers. So if you knock that out, it was closer to 100,000. And the prior couple months were slightly taken down. So the rolling average is fine. It's still above 100,000. Neither the stock market or the fixed income market is really reacting too much. So I don't think it's a real market moving number. But I think if overall, probably slightly disappointing. Obviously, you've got trade and tariff, which we'll have to talk about every week.
Sure.
We'll talk about later. So that's probably having some sort of an impact. So I think it was good enough, and we're seeing it in the markets of just not much movement based on it.
Okay, interesting. And this is happening at the same time the Federal Reserve speculation continues. What are they going to do with rates? Is there going to be a cut? If so, how much? What's our latest thinking around the Fed and rates?
Yeah, lots of Fed speak this week because then they go into their blackout period starting next week. So I think five or six spoke this week. Again, not a lot of headlines, not a lot of news, which tells you that they're not really deviating off of statement. Williams was dovish, which he has been. Everybody kind of looks at him sometimes as a voice. Fed Chair Powell speaks later today.
Okay.
We don't anticipate, and again, it doesn't look like the markets are either, anything dramatic coming out of his statement. We think we're still on track for a 25 basis point cut in September. It's virtually 100% probability of that baked in as far as what census is. We think another 25 basis points in October, and then we'll wait and see and just see how the second half of the year rolls out. So a lot of talk, not a lot of movement this week. And you never know. Who knows what could come out of a statement misinterpreted one way or the other from Fed Chair Powell today. But he'll probably stick to script and 25 basis points at the end of the month.
Yeah, interesting. And, of course, international trade also continues to be a story, particularly the Brexit issue. So maybe you can walk us through what's going on with trade, generically speaking. And then what are some of the latest developments in the Brexit story?
Yeah, I think most of the news is outside of the U.S. this week. We have not only Hong Kong, you've got movement there, might calm things down a little bit. I think that was positive for markets. You've got some sort of a government, again, forming in Italy. So you've had movement on those two issues. As it relates to trade, generally a positive week for the markets because apparently both sides are going to talk in October between the U.S. and China. So the market has moved way up. We all know that can change literally on an hourly basis. So most of the news was generally positive. You saw it reflected particularly in equity markets around the globe between Hong Kong, Italy, and potential talks with China. And then we get into Brexit, which literally talk about things changing on an hourly basis. We seem to be getting somewhat closer to some sort of maybe chaotic closure.
Okay.
I think the deadline might get pushed until January. You've got parliamentary votes, and then you've got, you know, are we going to have another general election? And really, on an hourly basis, it going back and forth. We don't know where it'll go at this point. So, but like most political situations around the globe, ours included, when you get closer to a deadline, you get more action. And that October 31st deadline is looming, and so we're getting more action. So either something will happen or it'll get pushed out a little bit further. But hopefully by, at least by January, we'll get some sort of a resolution on this. Markets don't like uncertainty, and this has been a 3.5 year uncertainty. So, but in the face of it all, markets continued to move up. So I think when you add in all of the global news that we had this week, in general, more good news than bad news, and markets responded accordingly, and not too much out of the U.S. was really going to move the dial one way or the other, including today's jobs report.
Interesting. Well, all good to know. Definitely some stories we'll be keeping an eye
on
next week and in the days to come. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Mark, thanks as always for your insights.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching Market Week in Review. We'll see you next time.